The following is an encore broadcast of Breckenridge County High School Fighting Tiger Baseball on 104.3 The River and WXBC1043.com. This broadcast is an exclusive presentation of White Implement Company, your John Deere dealer in Hartonsburg.
Welcome, everyone, here on WXBC 104.3 The River. We have live coverage of the third region championship game here from Owensboro-Shipley Park. My name is John Kennedy, and I'm here with my partner, Mike Harnett. And, Mike, after a couple of nights, one game a little too close, last night's game just about as perfect as you would draw it up, the Tigers look to wrap it up with a third consecutive win, this time over the Owensboro Catholic Aces.
Well, I just got asked a few minutes ago, how does it look? And I said, well, it depends on whether you're talking about the game or the weather. The game, I feel good about it, confident that our kids are ready to come out and play. They're excited, but they're also confident. The weather, on the other hand, it's been a tough day weather-wise. A lot of rain here, as we did back home, and just so the folks at home can understand the lengths that they went through to try to get this field ready. Brought a helicopter in, set at least one helicopter down, trying to pull it dry. There's no telling how many different bags of quick dry they've used on the field and worked it in, and that's the reason why we're a little bit late coming to you folks. The field crew is working all the way up until after 7 o'clock, actually trying to get the field in the best shape possible. They've got the entire Owensboro High School baseball team, who we played last night, on standby beside the tarp down there, ready to hit the field running if the rain hits, which it's expected to. It's not a matter of if, I think it's a matter of when, John, and we've heard various reports about what time it's supposed to get here, but we're being optimistic that we're going to go with the latest we heard was 10:30. The earliest we heard was 8:30. 8:30 is not going to get the job done as far as getting this game in. 10:30 will, so we're hoping it's closer to 10:30 than 8:30. But watching the radar closely, and there's not anything we can do about it other than try to hurry up and get this game started, which is what we're doing now.
As you mentioned, all hands on deck. It's very unique. Of course, the host team, Owensboro, here to help try to get the field ready. Also had both teams, both Catholic and Brent County, now dropping quick drives, sprinting around the field. So everybody wants to get this game in tonight, as the winner not only will clinch the third region title, they will also move on to semi-state. Technically, the state tournament, the top 16 teams, each region winner, Region 1 plays Region 2, and so on and so forth. The winner of this third region will go down to Bowling Green on Saturday at 11 a.m. and play the winner of the fourth region. They're also supposed to be playing tonight, and they may be in for the same weather that we're getting. The winner of that one would be Bowling Green or South Warren, and we'll try to... any updates that we might have on that one throughout the game, we'll try to get to you as well. The lineups are set. Both teams have taken their round of infield, and we will step aside for a couple of minutes and come back with tonight's starting lineups and tonight's first pitch here from Shipley Park. We'll be back after this.
At Wright Implement, get a free, yes, free 10-feet lawn cart when you purchase any Select or Signature Series John Deere lawn and garden tractor. That's a $255 value, free. For larger chores, how about a John Deere 3025E compact utility tractor with quick hitch capabilities? On sale now for only $139 a month. Work better, faster, and more comfortably this season with a visit to Wright Implement. Offer ends 5/31/2019. Some restrictions apply. See Wright Implement for details. Wright Implement, online at WrightIMP.com.
This encore broadcast of Fighting Tiger Baseball on 104.3 The River and WXBC1043.com is an exclusive presentation of Wright Implement Company, your John Deere dealer in Hartonsburg.
The two teams meeting at home plate here before tonight's third region championship game, as Breckenridge County will take on Owensboro Catholic. We'll first look at the team that is on the, they'll be the home team on the scoreboard, and that will be the Owensboro Catholic Aces. They come in with a record of 23-14, coached by Derek Hibbs. They will run out the following nine. Sam McFarland will be the starting pitcher, batting first. Luke Evans will be the second baseman, batting second. Luke Scales will be the shortstop, batting third. Andrew Wyman, the left fielder, will be batting fourth. Batting fifth is Finley Muncy, the third baseman.
Batting sixth is Braden Mundy, the catcher. Batting seventh is Alex Kaplan, the designated hitter. Batting eighth, Hunter Small, the first baseman. And batting ninth, Everett Muncy, the right fielder. Mike, Owensboro Catholic, a very young baseball team. Out of their starting nine hitters, I believe I counted six freshmen and one senior out of that bunch.
They've got a really good young group. Their shirts, their team shirts, we've got back-to-back district champions, and theirs is, something about it's been a long time or something like that. They haven't been in a regional tournament. You might know it right off the top. It's been a while since they've been here. It's been a long time since they've been in a regional tournament.
It was actually the last time they won the third region tournament was the last time they were in it, 2005. That team was loaded with some professional talent. Justin Mark made it to the major leagues, had a couple of guys that played pivotal roles in the development of the University of Louisville's baseball program, and Stuart Imes and Neil Holland. A lot of good talent there in 2005, and ever since, of course, with a district like the 9th District, you get a couple of those Owensboro teams it's tough to get out of every now and then.
I just saw one of those shirts that says, from cursed to first. So I guess they feel like they've been really close for a while now, and they finally got first in the district. You know, it's going to be interesting to see if they're just happy to be here and they can say, you know, we made it, or if they've got the mentality that we're not only good enough to make it to the tournament, but we're good enough to win it. And so this is set up to be a good ball game. John played these two teams and matched up twice. You may have the date there pretty quick on the draw there, John. No, it was
April 29th. They played here in Owensboro, and Brick County came out with a 2-1 victory. They also played May the 11th. The most recent outing, Brick County came out with a 3-0 victory, which Preston Cottrell, I believe, was one pitch away in the seventh inning from throwing a perfect game in that one.
Yeah, they really struggled with Preston that night. He had good stuff, or that day, actually, that was the day game. He had good stuff that day, and they did not have good at the bats.
All right, we will take a step aside real quick, and we will be back with the first pitch after this.
At Rite Implement, get a free, yes, free 10P lawn cart when you purchase any Select or Signature Series John Deere Lawn and Garden Tractor. That's a $255 value. Free. For larger chores, how about a John Deere 1023E Compact Utility Tractor with quick hitch capabilities? On sale now for only $99 a month. Work better, faster, and more comfortably this season with a visit to Rite Implement. Offer ends 5/31/2019. Some restrictions apply. See Rite Implement for details. Rite Implement, online at RiteIMP.com.
This encore broadcast of Fighting Tiger Baseball on 104.3 The River and WXBC1043.com is an exclusive presentation of Wright Implement Company, your John Deere dealer in Hartonsburg.
Back here at Shipley Park as we are moments away from first pitch, and let's take a look at the visitors on the scoreboard, your Breckenridge County Fighting Tigers. They come in with a record of 26-5, head coach Jeremy Bennett. And they will send Brock Lucas to the plate first, playing shortstop tonight. Jacob Ball playing second, batting second. Avion Mitchell at first base, batting third. Kobe Poole will be in right field, batting fourth. Isaac Seeger at third base, batting fifth. John Higdon will do the catching, batting sixth. Cole Tabor in left field, batting seventh. Cole Proctor, the designated hitter, batting eighth. And a slight change to the lineup. They will have Braxton Carmen hitting playing center field and batting ninth. And tonight on the hill for the Tigers will be their ace, Preston Cottrell.
Preston in a little bit of a slump here offensively late, and probably a move to where not only to get Braxton speed there at the end of the lineup, maybe try to turn it over, but also I think Coach Bennett is just basically wanting Preston to go out and throw a heck of a game. He doesn't want him to worry about it. If we can say all you want, just don't worry. Don't let your offense affect your defense or your pitching or whatever. But it's a mind game, especially with a 16, 17, 18-year-old kid. basically saying, you know, if you strike out, you can't be thinking about that on the pitcher's mound. That's easier said than done. So tonight he doesn't have to worry about hitting the ball. All he's got to do is worry about throwing the ball.
Brock Lucas will step into the batter's box to face Sam McFarland, and the first pitch is a breaking ball in there for a strike, and we are underway at 7:25.
Catholic Stadium watched last night's game. They probably saw that ball go flying over the left field fence. Knew that that was on a fastball.
1-0 pitch swung on its way over to left field. And it's going to get over the left fielder's head. Lucas rounds first. He's headed to second. And a leadoff double by Brock Lucas as this Tiger contingent off their butt and on their feet right now.
Not real sure why he threw a fastball, John.
He looked good with the breaking ball on that first one, and he turned that fastball around real quick.
I mean, if you walk him, he's on first. You throw him a fastball, he'd be on second, third, or come all the way around like he did last night. I'm not real sure why you even throw that kid a fastball, but we're appreciative that he did.
That may be the youth of Owensboro Catholic maybe showing a little bit of a freshman pitcher.
Well, your pitches are being called from the dugout. I'm sitting here watching. We're going to find out what 4-2-1 is. Whatever this pitch is 4-2-1.
Jacob Ball will step in and await the first offering. It's a fastball that's a check swing over to first base coach.
We got extra pad of paper. 4-2-1 is the inside fastball. 2-3-4 coming here.
Jacob waits on the 0-1 offering here. Runner at second. Nobody out here in the opening frame. The breaking ball stays high this time. 1-1.
I think it'd be very important for Berkeley County to get on the board here early. Let Preston go out before he ever even takes a mound for the first time and have a lead in this ball game.
Pitch is a little bit tardy on that fastball. Down behind 1-2.
Way late.
Jacob with a hit last night and a hit against Grayson County, two hits in the region tournament so far.
Put the ball in play, even if it's to the right side. Advance that runner. Lots of speed out there on the bases.
1-2 pitch, swung on it, popped it straight up. Lundy, the catcher, comes back and picks off his mitt. And that will give Jacob Ball another chance. Lundy raced back here. Looks like he might have a play on it, but just kicks off that catcher's mitt. A difficult pass to catch a pop-up with one of those things.
Tough play, but one I saw him make Monday afternoon here. Got to make that hurt now, J.K. They give you an extra chance. That's just like an extra out. You got to make that hurt.
Jacob Ball, breaking ball, takes it high. 2-2. Owensboro Catholic got here by beating Meade County in the opening round and then surviving a Muhlenberg County comeback last night. I think that one was the final score, 7-6. The 2-2 pitch, one through and missed. And the first out is recorded. Still have a runner in scoring position, only one out.
Too good of a pitch to take, but it could have been either way. That was borderline, a pitch that you definitely take unless you've got two strikes. Can't fault the kid for swinging that. It's probably a letter high.
Kavion Mitchell will step in. First offering is swung through. And missed. Strike one.
Outside of, other than Brock, we're late on that fastball.
Kavion steps back in and waits on McFarland. McFarland looks into his catcher Lundy, gets the sign, and the 0-1 offering is a. He's going to check on Brock back there at second. Brock is moving back and forth there at second base, making the shortstop field, and the second baseman Evans pay a lot of attention to him. That fastball is going to catch the outside corner, and Mitchell quickly behind 0-2 in the count.
It's a good fastball. Oh, it's as good as last night, but it's good. Gonna have to look fastball here, John, and adjust to everything else. But if you're looking curveball, that fastball is going to get past you.
0-2 pitch, breaking ball pops up out of play to the right side, and Kavion will step back in again with an 0-2 count against him.
get that leadoff runner on second base with no outs. Big confidence thing. Get that run home early.
Timing play. They got Brock picked off. The throw to third. Now they got him in a rundown. The throw, and he's going to get tagged out. And now two away. Looked like they snuck the shortstop in there on the previous play. It didn't happen. This time he sneaks in, and Lucas was too far off the base. And he's going to get tagged out on the, I believe that was a 6-5-6 put out. The scales applied the tag, and now two away. And a fastball that most of the Owensboro Catholic players thought was a strike is called a ball. And the 1-2 pitch to Mitchell swung on and popped up, and we'll see another one.
We are aggressive, to say the least, on the bases. Some might say overly aggressive. We've been picked off multiple times this year in many different ways.
1-2 pitch popped up to the right side. It looks like the second baseman, Evan, will call for it. And the side is retired. Burke County leads it off with a double, but they're unable to score anything. We're halfway through the first inning. Owensboro Catholic coming to bat. We'll be back after these messages.
At Wright Implement, get a free, yes, free 10-feet lawn cart when you purchase any Selector Signature Series John Deere Lawn and Garden Tractor. That's a $255 value free. For larger chores, how about a John Deere 3025E Compact Utility Tractor with quick hitch capabilities? On sale now for only $139 a month. Work better, faster, and more comfortably this season with a visit to Wright Implement. Offer ends 5/31/2019. Some restrictions apply. See Wright Implement for details. Wright Implement, online at WrightImp.com.
This encore broadcast of Fighting Tiger Baseball on 104.3 The River and WXBC1043.com is an exclusive presentation of Wright Implement Company, your John Deere dealer in Hartonsburg.
Junior right-hander Preston Cottrell finishes his warm-up tosses as he will face the top of the order for the Owensboro Catholic Aces here in the bottom of the first. Cottrell coming in with a 7-2 record. With 88 strikeouts on the season and an ERA of about 1.15, as he will look to have as good an outing as he had last time against these Catholic Aces, giving up only one hit in a complete game shutout about a couple of weeks ago. That breaking ball swung on, hit the right field,
a tough spot.
Kobe
covered a lot of ground.
Underneath it and squeezes it, one pitch, one out.
Just named today, Preston Cottrell, your third region pitcher of the year.
Very deserving of that honor.
Brookings County swept that voting, got the player of the year in Brock Lucas and the pitcher of the year in Preston Cottrell.
First pitch to Luke Evans with a call strike. Catholic will hit three freshmen in a row at the top of their lineup. The 0-1 fastball is out of the zone. Cottrell came in relief on Monday night and shut the door on Grayson County. And that breaking ball is on the left side of the batter there, just doesn't break. And now 2-1 to the second baseman, Luke Evans. It's in the dirt, three straight out of the zone from Cottrell. Cottrell gets the ball, and he's ready to pitch. And the ball comes in high, ball four.
I won't give him any free bases. That's trouble. Getting your good stuff. Stay in there. Make them earn it.
That'll bring Luke Scales to the plate.
Hit a home run yesterday against Muhlenberg County. Considered to be one of the top prospects in the area in that 2022 class. Luke Scales' name has got statewide recognition. batting third in the Owensboro Catholic lineup, playing shortstop. Freshman, pretty impressive.
First pitch to him is a fastball for a ball strike.
Speaking of impressive, that fastball is pretty impressive. And he'll just keep locating it.
Cottrell comes to set. And he's going to throw over again, checking on Evans. Evans not with a big lead over there, but Cottrell keeping him honest. 0-1 breaking ball up high.
I hope this is not going to be one of those games that Preston has to really work. He's had a couple of those games, and he'll keep you close. He just doesn't have his best stuff. And this is a fastball. He didn't want to fall behind in the count. If his breaking stuff is not on target, he can still work and get batters out, but it doesn't come nearly as easily, and it gets his pitch count up quicker. So I'd like to see that breaking ball get a little sharper here early in the game. That's a pretty good
ball.
One. That's a pretty good one.
That's a double play ball. Brock smothers it. Throw to first. Hit time.
6-3 unassisted.
And Cottrell rolls himself a double play ball to get out of the inning. We've completed one. No score. We'll be back after these messages.
At Rite Implement, get a free, yes, free 10P lawn cart when you purchase any select or signature series John Deere lawn and garden tractor. That's a $255 value. Free. For larger chores, how about a John Deere 1023E compact utility tractor with quick hitch capabilities? On sale now for only $99 a month. Work better, faster, and more comfortably this season with a visit to Rite Implement. Offer ends 5/31/2019. Some restrictions apply. See Rite Implement for details. Rite Implement, online at RiteIMP.com.
This encore broadcast of Fighting Tiger Baseball on 104.3 The River and WXBC1043.com is an exclusive presentation of Wright Implement Company, your John Deere dealer in Hartonsburg.
One inning in the book as Owensboro Catholic finishes their warm-up tosses, and Breckenridge County will send Kobe Poole, Isaac Seeger, and John Higdon to the plate to try to get the Tiger offense going here. If there's a hitter other than Brock Lucas in the Tiger lineup that's looking for a fastball, it would be number 23, Kobe Poole. See if he gets that here. The first pitch from McFarland, the fastball swung on it.
A deep fastball straight down the middle.
Bounces off the wall, and another double for the Fighting Tigers. Lead off the top of the second.
We've got to do a better job this inning, J.K., of moving that runner.
Kobe Poole just blasted that ball into the left center gap, right about where the scoreboard, the Owensboro baseball state champion banner is there in left center field. And he is standing at second, one pitch and a double.
These boys keep on, John, and he won't throw another fastball the rest of the game.
It's going to make it a whole lot more difficult on the young fella. And another guy that likes to see a fastball is Isaac Seeger. We'll see what he sees here.
They bunt this thing.
And they call a hawk. Hawk is called, and that's going to move Kobe up to third base. I'm not sure. I didn't see it, but it was immediately called there by the third base umpire. And so now he's 90 feet away from scoring.
I'm not sure you still don't bunt here. Get this run home some way.
Corners are in. Fastball swung on. Hit straight at the third baseman. He
got it. Everybody's safe.
Tigers on the board first.
I think he was indecisive, John. He didn't know if he wanted to go home with it or if he was going to throw across the diamond and let the run score. Not real sure that Kobe should have been breaking there on contact. General rule of thumb is you run anywhere except for a ball hit at third or pitcher in that spot. As soon as the ball was hit, Kobe took off, and it was right at him. He fills that clean and throws home. Kobe's out by 20 feet.
But Muncy unable to field it cleanly and then tried to pick it up to maybe have a play at Isaac over at third, or excuse me, at first. He's unable to corral it, and Isaac Seeger now standing at first on the error, and the Tigers up 1-0.
This is the bat in the lineup we need to get going. He has struggled mightily last night, very frustrated with himself. John Higdon is a really good hitter, but he struggled last night. I just hope that it hasn't touched his confidence.
He's got to be the happiest hitter in the lineup that's not Isaac Humphrey up there. but back-to-back strike called. First with a breaking ball. That was a fastball.
I don't think he's seeing the ball well or something. He's his own worst critic, other than maybe his older brother, but he's going to get it worked out quickly.
0-2 pitch to Higdon is a breaking ball that stays high. Seager stands at first. Nobody out here in the top of the second. The Tigers with one across. They lead Owensboro Catholic 1-0.
Higdon bunch is a heck of a baseball family. That older brother playing in college ball now.
John swings through the fastball there and comes up empty for the first out of the inning. Cole Tabor will stroll to the plate.
Let's just pick him up. Pick John up. We need him behind the plate. Preston is one of the first ones to grab him when he comes through the dugout. Tell him, I got to have you. We got a long night ahead of us, partner.
As rough as it was offensively for John last night, defensively he was instrumental in Brock being able to throw the breaking ball consistently, being able to be back there as that fastball is fouled off. So it's a good idea that his starting pitcher gets a hold of him and reminds him that his job behind the dish is just as important as his job with the bat.
We've got 24 more outs to get here.
And Cole Tabor fouled two consecutive pitches off, and the count 0-2.
Hardy on his fastball. Cole's a good fastball hitter. Got to look for that fastball. I think it's what Brock and Kobe were doing, looking first pitch fastball. We're on time with it.
Okay, down there. Bobbled by the catcher, Mundy, and that's going to allow Isaac Seager to move on up to second.
These freshmen that you talk about from Owensboro Catholic, John, I can see them a little bit. I think they're a little bit caught up in the action.
When you're part of a four game set on Monday, it's easier to sort of lose yourself in it, even with two yesterday. But you're on center stage tonight. You're the only game in town. Everybody's eyes are on you right now. So
we've got we're set up kind of offset, just a little bit behind the home plate with the radio set. Off to the other side of the home plate is a television camera. It looks like maybe from a
Evansville. Breaking ball catches the inside corner, and Cole Tabor is retired on strikes for the second out of the inning.
Get two out here. So we got TV cameras, radio. There's at least one more radio station up top. I'm not going to tell you who it is because we want you to stay with us.
I've heard numerous times that we're a better crew.
Oh, that's ball hit
into right field. That's going to get down.
We got a pretty good freshman, too.
Isaac Seager is going to score, and a two-out single from the designated hitter, Cole Proctor, gives Breckenridge County a 2-0 lead. Well, there's three or four guys in the Tiger lineup that aren't going to see fastballs the rest of the night, and they have finally struck, putting two on the board here, and Braxton Carman comes to the plate. First time we've seen Braxton hit in quite a while as we start to feel a couple of raindrops. That ball misses away. Stay away, rain. Stay away.
We only got three freshmen on our roster, but I'll take my chances with those three.
That went low to the junior Braxton Carman. Carman primarily a defensive center fielder for the majority of the season, getting his first at-bat in the third region tournament as he comes up empty on that fastball, and the count now 2-1. Braxton only with 9 at bats during the season. So,
get down there.
The catcher and Cole Proctor will move on up to second base. Proctor goes off a little bit far as Mundy makes a strong throw down to second, but he's able to get back in time. And a 3-1 count to Braxton.
Take my chances with runners on first and second. Brock Lucas coming back, too.
3-1 fastball catches plate and Braxton swings and misses, and the count runs full.
Full Braxton.
Full count offering. Braxton fouls it off. He's going to see another one.
Definitely sprinkling a little bit, but not hard enough. I don't see any umbrellas or anything coming out quite yet.
No, nope. We may be the first ones with all this high-tech equipment with us. As that fastball might have been ball four, but Braxton fouls it off. Cole Proctor moved on up to third. He's going to try to stay at third until they tell him to go back. Nobody really made it known that that was a foul ball. Proctor thought it was a pass ball. And he'll retreat back to second now, and we'll have another full count pitch to Braxton Carmen. Swung on and hit into the air to the right field. Everett Muncy under it. He'll squeeze it, but the Tigers strike first, putting two runs on the board, aided by two hits and a costly Catholic error. We'll be back with the bottom of the second after this.
At Rite Implement, get a free, yes, free 10P lawn cart when you purchase any select or signature series John Deere lawn and garden tractor. That's a $255 value. Free. For larger chores, how about a John Deere 1023E compact utility tractor with quick hitch capabilities? On sale now for only $99 a month. Work better, faster, and more comfortably this season with a visit to Rite Implement. Offer ends 5/31/2019. Some restrictions apply. See Rite Implement for details. Rite Implement, online at RiteIMP.com.
This encore broadcast of Fighting Tiger Baseball on 104.3 The River and WXBC1043.com is an exclusive presentation of Wright Implement Company, your John Deere dealer in Hartonsburg.
Back here for the bottom of the second as Andrew Wyman, Finley Muncy, and Brandon Mundy will be the hitters here. Wyman, the lone senior in the lineup for the Aces, and he is quite a hitter. Is he'll come in, I believe, batting somewhere north of 450 for the season.
Runner-up for Player of the Year in the region.
He takes the first pitch ball from Cottrell. The next one swung on and hit into center field, and that's going to fall in for Catholic's first hit of the evening. Nice hitter there.
Yeah, he is. He'll be playing at the next level.
One on, nobody out, and that'll bring Finley Muncy to the plate. Muncy made a critical error there in the top half of the inning that allowed Bull to score. First pitch to him is fouled off to the third base side for strike one.
The left-handed stick, back-to-back left-handed hitters.
Throw over to check on Wyman. One strike against Muncy. Breaking ball.
Oh, come on, double play. Come on, double play.
Luke,
come on, double play.
To Tavion in time, and the second double play in as many innings. A race. The Aces from the base pass. Good play there by Brock. Brock able to field it, not hit particularly sharply, but he stayed in there as Wyman came in hard to second base. He took the brunt of that, delivered a strike over there to Kavion Mitchell at first base. Jeremy Bennett takes a couple of steps out just to check on Brock real quick. Brock brushes him back into the dugout. And now two away here in the inning as Braden Mundy, the catcher, will come to the plate. First pitch to Mundy is a fastball for a strike.
The old ground ball double play is the pitcher's best friend. We've gotten two of them in the first two innings.
Swing and a miss on the fastball.
I believe I'd do it again.
O2 offering.
Yep.
Oh. Fastball misses on the outside corner.
Come on.
Good pitch there. Hard to lay off.
Call strike three, Blue. Sorry.
Cottrell gets the sign, 1-2 pitch. Again, a fastball in the outside corner that Mundy lays off of. Cottrell a little bit more upset with that one.
Four fastballs in a row.
2-2 pitch. That one misses inside. The count now full.
This is a good spot for that, John. Not as sharp as he has been some other games, but this is one of those games where over the course of the season I've seen him not have his best stuff and still get through the ball game and pitch deep into it.
Full count offering. Swung on and hit to the right side. Long run for Kobe Poole. Is he going to get there? He does!
Oh, my goodness! Kobe Poole! You've got to be kidding me! He just slammed into the fence. Like the fence hurting him, he hurt the fence.
Kobe Poole, athletic, put together, and retires the Aces here in the bottom of the second. Tigers lead 2-0. We'll be back after these messages.
At Wright Implement, get a free, yes, free 10-feet lawn cart when you purchase any Selector Signature Series John Deere Lawn and Garden Tractor. That's a $255 value free. For larger chores, how about a John Deere 3025E Compact Utility Tractor with quick hitch capabilities? On sale now for only $139 a month. Work better, faster, and more comfortably this season with a visit to Wright Implement. Offer ends 5/31/2019. Some restrictions apply. See Wright Implement for details. Wright Implement, online at WrightImp.com.
This encore broadcast of Fighting Tiger Baseball on 104.3 The River and WXBC1043.com is an exclusive presentation of Wright Implement Company, your John Deere dealer in Hardinsburg.
Two innings down, and the Tigers lead Owensboro Catholic 2-0. Brett County will send the top of the lineup to the plate here. Brock Lucas, Jacob Hall, and Kavion Mitchell. Looking at Preston so far, two innings. He's gotten two double plays as assistants, only given up one hit, but normally a strikeout pitcher, not a strikeout so far, Mike.
Yeah, he doesn't have his best stuff. He'll be the first to tell you that, and I bet if he's one of the ones chosen to be interviewed after the game, he'll tell you, I did not have my best stuff early. Now, that might change as the game goes on, but I'm sure he's not happy with how he's thrown. That's just the kind of competitor he is. He expects to be very sharp every time out. That just doesn't happen. But, he'll be able to work through it, as he's done multiple times, as we start seeing more and more umbrellas starting to pop up.
Yeah, the raindrops getting a little bit bigger as we get further into this game. And first pitch breaking ball this time to Brock Lucas. Dribble towards third. Muncy up with it. The throw is high and misses. Lucas will go on to second base, and that's the second error of the evening on Finley Muncy, and the Tigers have a runner in scoring position for the third inning in a row with nobody out.
And it's been the leadoff runner the third inning in a row has started second base. As if they might as well just go ahead and run one out there and say, just you stand at second and no outs and bring up the next hitter. The second inning, we manufactured the first inning we did not, so we need to get him moved over.
Jacob Ball step in, and McFarland steps off, not seeing what he likes, and he'll call his catcher, Braden Mundy, out. I hate to even mention it, but if you're Owensboro Catholic, you might start thinking about slowing the thing down here as just looking at the radar. We may be... like you said at the beginning, it's not if, or it's when, and when is looking like not too far from now. Jacob Ball shows bunt, and he's going to try to push it down the first base line. It's down, and it's going to roll foul. Heavy play there by the first baseman, Hunter Small, let that ball roll with the grass infield, and especially with it being wet, that ball's not going to move too much, but he saw the spin on it and allowed it to go foul. One strike against the two-hitter in the order, Jacob Ball. Strikeout victim his first time. Shows bunt again, puts it down this time, fielded by McFarland. He's going to throw over to first, and Lucas will move on up to third base on the sacrifice bunt. the 1-4 on the put out as I believe the second baseman was covering there on the throw from McFarland. And Kavion Mitchell will come to the plate with a chance to drive in a run. Try to get it high here. Throwing out the umbrella back here.
They're not going to let us hold this umbrella.
Probably not.
Against that pitcher. It's in the background.
Ow, that hurts. Okay.
Well,
let's not get electrocuted. Popped up shallow left or right field as the second baseman's going to grab it there. Evans retires Mitchell on the pop out.
Just missed it.
Two out now.
Appreciate some of the Park County fans helping us out, giving us their jackets to cover up the equipment so we can stay on the air.
First pitch breaking ball to Kobe Poole. Kobe Poole saw one pitch the last time as a fastball ripped into the left center gap. And that's probably going to be the last fastball he sees tonight. Pitch two is a breaking ball that he takes for strike two.
Two good ones.
0-2 to the senior Kobe Poole. Brock Lucas stands on third with two out. That ball popped up on the infield. Shortstop Scales will get underneath it, and the side is retired. Grant County leaves the runner at third after 2.5 innings of play. Breckenridge County 2, Owensboro Catholic nothing. We'll be back after this.
At Rite Implement, get a free, yes, free 10P lawn cart when you purchase any select or signature series John Deere lawn and garden tractor. That's a $255 value. Free. For larger chores, how about a John Deere 1023E compact utility tractor with quick hitch capabilities? On sale now for only $99 a month. Work better, faster, and more comfortably this season with a visit to Rite Implement. Offer ends 5/31/2019. Some restrictions apply. See Rite Implement for details. Rite Implement, online at RiteIMP.com.
This encore broadcast of Fighting Tiger Baseball on 104.3 The River and WXBC1043.com is an exclusive presentation of Wright Implement Company, your John Deere dealer in Hartonsburg.
The rain starting to steadily fall now as we enter the bottom of the third, and Preston Cottrell will face the bottom third of the Owensboro Catholic order here. Alex Kaplan, Hunter Small, and Everett Muncy. They are going to do everything they can to get this game in as that fastball is swung on and missed. Doesn't look like there's going to be a break in sight of this rain.
See, it's actually higher for rain tomorrow than it was for today.
Two straight fastballs for strikes.
Maybe kind of chopped up a little bit and then stopped. And,
yep.
Strike three. Yeah. Didn't take long.
Preston can keep that up. We might be able to get all this one in. Monday night, we were wanting him to try to keep the pitch count down so he'd be available for Owensboro Senior. Now we're wanting him to keep the pitch count down to try to keep us dry. That breaking ball, did he offer? And the first base umpire says he did. Close one there on the check swing, but goes against the sophomore Hunter Small for a first pitch strike.
I would negotiate with the rain clouds. If it doesn't rain any harder than this, I would take it. I'm afraid the harder stuff's coming.
Oh, yes, it is. Pitch outside, and the count now 1-1 to the sophomore Small. 1-1 fastball, again, taken for a ball. One pitch, fastball.
I don't know where else you can put it. That's splitting the center of the plate.
Not sure about that.
I mean, where can you recall that?
I mean, it's a tall kid, but that's definitely at the knees. 3-1 offering. That was right down Broadway and fouled straight back.
make a kid throw it at the belt in the middle of the plate. It doesn't matter what kind of stuff you get or have, you're going to get hit.
Full count. Swung on and fouled off. We'll do it again.
Person's pumping gas. He's not messing around with any of the off-speed breaking stuff.
Full count pitch. Swung on and fouled off to the third base side. We're not in a terrible position back here. We got a little bit of an overhang to protect us just a little bit, but it's starting to come down where there's not a lot of protection anywhere. That ball hit down the third base line, but foul. Hunter Small having a nice at bat here. Another full count offering from the junior Cottrell. Breaking ball swung on and hit in the left field, and it'll drop for a one out single. Hunter Small just stayed around long enough, and finally got a breaking ball that he was able to deliver in the left field in front of the senior Cole Faber. And one on now with the nine hitter Everett Muncy at the plate. Preston throws the ball back in, trying to find something dry to throw.
This field took a pounding today with the rain. It's not going to take a lot. We do have a tarp, but it doesn't matter what they think, how long it's going to last. And if we get through a little bit more before the harder stuff comes, they might tarp it. Just tell us to hang on there, see if it'll pass. Like you said, we may be here late, folks, but I'm going to do the best to try to get it in for multiple reasons. Everybody's already traveled down, and rain chances are high for tomorrow, and you're running out of days because you're going to play in the state tournament. Somebody is on Saturday. You'd rather not have to play. Can't get it in today or tomorrow. I have to play Friday, then turn around and play the following day in the state tournament. You'd rather not that scenario because of pitching limitations.
Exactly. With both of these teams, if it were to be Brett County to move on, depending on how many pitches Preston does end up throwing tonight, he would probably be the only pitcher not available if they were to move on to Bowling Green on Saturday.
Here's the thing is if you stop it, come back tomorrow, today's pitches are a little bit till tomorrow. So if he or McFarland go over 50, they are over 25.
Bunt laid down. Cottrell picks it up.
Whoa.
Center field, and all hands are safe. Ball bunted back in ideal conditions would have been a tough play, but throwing error by Preston is going to allow Small to reach second base, and Everett Muncy now standing at first with the top of the lineup for Owensboro Catholic coming up.
The first mental mistake we've made, maybe in 3 days' time.
The ball was bunted fairly hard right back at Cottrell, so if it's a regular situation, he might have a chance to throw out the runner at second. Had time to throw out the runner at second, but with the slick ball and these conditions, that ball finds its way out in the center field, and Catholic now with two on and one out.
Heavier.
Pitch to McFarland, swung on and fouled off.
Preston seems to not overthrow. It looked like he really reared back on that one. Stay within yourself. Don't get frustrated. You've got stuff to get out of this. Your teammates have already turned two double plays. You're ground ball from the team.
That's lightning. Yep. We're going to be off the field now at least for 30 minutes. First base was coming in trying to call a balk, even though there was we are in a delay until further notice as Catholic is coming in trying to get some kind of clarification. They need to get in their dugout. They've called both teams to get into the dugout because of lightning. They'll sort this out later. Mike, I think we need to find some shelter here quickly. We will send it back to the station. Stay tuned to any social media or stay tuned to 104.3 The River. When we find out any information, we will try to get back with you. As of right now, the Tigers lead 2-0 here in the bottom of the third. But we are under a weather delay right now. And we'll be back as soon as we can with you with any information.
At Wright Implement, get a free, yes, free 10-fee lawn cart when you purchase any Select or Signature Series John Deere lawn and garden tractor. That's a $255 value free. For larger chores, how about a John Deere 3025E compact utility tractor with quick hitch capabilities? On sale now for only $139 a month. Work better, faster, and more comfortably this season with a visit to Wright Implement. Offer ends 5/31/2019. Some restrictions apply. See Wright Implement for details. Wright Implement. Online at WrightIMP.com.
This encore broadcast of Fighting Tiger Baseball on 104.3 The River and WXBC1043.com is an exclusive presentation of Wright Implement Company, your John Deere dealer in Hardinsburg.